got a lump on your arm. And it's very sore. And suppose there's water underneath it. You might say it's a
rising.
Right. In a war, if a bullet goes into your arm, you say you have a
bullet, a wound.
Okay. A kind of skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out. You know a term for that? Have you ever heard the expression proud flesh?
Yeah.
If you get just a little cut in your finger, what might you put it on to avoid infection? Put on it to
methylate or iodine.
Alright. What about the one that stings?
Iodine.
Pills that you take for a fever?
Aspirin.
White bitter powder in capsules that they used to take for a cold?
Quinine.
If a man was shot and didn't recover, you say that he blank.
Died?
Any crude, humorous way? I'm glad that the old skin flint finally. Right, if you're talking about a humorous way to refer to death,
kick the bucket.
The box that people are buried in?
Coffin.
All right, the ceremony.
Funeral.
All right. If people are dressed in black, you might say they're in
mourning.
If someone's troubled, you might say, oh, it'll come out right, don't
worry.
The disease of the joints that old people get is
rheumatism.
All right, if someone dies and we don't know what really the cause, you would say, I don't know what he died.
Up.
Place where people are buried.
Grave.
All right. A lot of graves.
Cemetery.
When you have to have your appendix taken out, you have had an attack of
appendicitis.
All right. If you eat and drink things that don't agree with you and they come up, you say
vomit.
All right, if a person is sick and he has just vomited, you might say he's sick, blank, his stomach.
At.
A disease that's an old kind of disease, it's very rare now. But it was around after World War I, and people had to get shots for it. It's a disease of the throat that children used to have, and the children would choke in the night. It's called
diphtheria.
All right. The disease that makes you turn yellow may be associated with it.
Jaundice.
If he doesn't come, I blank.